San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. This segment's all about food waste, and let's get right to it. We have the owner of the Red Door Restaurant and Wine Bar, Trish Watlington. Trish, how are you?
I am excellent. Thank you. How are you?
Great, great. And we have Flora Franco. She's a chef and entrepreneur and in charge of all the – well, give us your title, chef.
Well, I'm the culinary director for the Barry Goodnight dinner.
Right. That's going on right now at this magnificent place amongst the African art and all the animals and everything out there. It's unbelievable. And Jamie Frisch, food activist with Meat Collective, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. So let's see here. What did the salient points we wanted to talk about? It says like Trader Joe's founder is launching markets in low-income communities and using throwaway groceries that are still good. And only the sell-by date is expired. The groceries are also used in on-site restaurants. Are we seeing more of that? How do we preserve food or reduce waste? Trish, you want to jump in on that? Or if you don't want to talk about it. How you've done it at your place. You've just won a farm-to-table award in San Diego. So
we did, and how we do it at our place is we use everything. We use every scrap of everything there is. So if we grow a beet, we use the top, we use the root. We do that with every plant that we grow or that we buy.
That's awesome.
And we proportion our food correctly so that very little of it comes back to the kitchen. But when it does, we're working on a new program with someone in San Diego who's working on a post-consumer waste program for food from restaurants so that it can be composted. The things that we do use that can't be eaten, we compost, and they all come back to our garden. But our chef Carrie is the queen of using and preserving everything, including whole animals, which is Jamie's department.
Excellent. Now, you're a member of the advisory board of the Barry Good Food Foundation. So what do you hope the foundation can accomplish?
One of the things that I really hope the foundation can accomplish is bringing food to individuals who live in food deserts, who don't have access to good, healthy, nutritional food, and teaching them how to use it, because a lot of people, even when they get access, don't necessarily know what to do with it.
And then, Jamie, you're with Meat Collective. What is that exactly?
So we source whole animals that are sort of the pinnacle of ethically raised, high-quality meat for individuals and families in San Diego in particular.
Kind of a CSA of meats, would you say, somewhat, or no?
Not a CSA. Really what we do is people come, they're looking for, say they want beef, and we explain to them how they can get it through these different channels, because it's not USDA. It doesn't come from a supermarket. This comes straight from a farm, really, really good farms.
Wow.
And it's a different process. You're buying it what's called on the hoof.
So they can only get it from you, right, from your organization? Or
if they know a farm, they can get it. But we found the whole reason we started is that it's really hard to know. I mean, there's millions of people here, and I didn't know any farmers when I first moved to San Diego. And when I met them and I saw this amazing work that they were doing, I felt like other people really wanted this too.
You know, by the way, folks, we'll have all these websites and all this guest information on our website, iymoney.com, so you'll be able to track these people down if you want to get in touch with them for any reason. But anyway, Jamie, is eliminating food waste an ethical consideration?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's also a common sense consideration. You know, we have so much food that we do throw out. In our household, we have two kids, and we've gotten to a point where through the, you know, we have a little bit of a hobby farm, but through that we're able to not waste any food, I feel. Mm-hmm. And it is an ethical consideration, but again, it's really just common sense. You know, you have food that is good. You have parts. If you get a chicken, you know, you can use that entire chicken, the bones. I mean, that's food. You need to make stock out of that. That's what you give your kids when they're sick. You don't throw those bones in the trash. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick that thing clean and you
make you, stock out of it, right?
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, everything. And same thing with beef. You know, there's all these different cuts of beef that are weird things. You've never heard of them because you've been getting pushed tri-tip.
Don't they all wind up in a hot dog anyway?
They can. They can end up in a really high-end sausage, you know.
Okay. I would hope so. Now, is this part of what prompted you to create the controversial Death for Food program?
In a way, yeah, you know, but when I made that, when I started that program, that was, I didn't really know what was, I just felt like something was wrong.
Well, maybe you could explain what the Death for Food program was, because maybe our listeners haven't heard.
Yeah, so Death for Food was a program where we basically wanted to connect people to the fact that these were living animals and that we kill them and that we eat them. And it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal to kill a, you know, 1,400-pound steer and eat it. And what happens then, we found, is that this, it fosters a greater respect for the animal. And if I raise this animal, or even if I just know that it's coming from a living animal, I'm not going to throw any of it out. You know, I'm going to use all of it. I'm going to be sure every last little bit gets put to use, and I'm going to appreciate it more.
Very good. Very good. Of course, I know there was a big vegan counter opinion on these things, but let's face it. I think humans are omnivores, and you know, deal with it. I mean, are they going to pass a law that we can't eat any more pork or beef or you know? Or can only eat, you know, soybeans or corn? I don't know. But
no, but I think when you know where your food comes from and when you have a connection to the animal, then you do eat less meat because
it's an automatic change.
Yeah,
you have respect for what you've, what you're eating, who you're eating.
Absolutely.
So let's turn to Flora here. Flora Franco, known her a while, and how important is eliminating food waste to you?
It's the basics to change a whole community. I think one of the things that I see a lot, and I try to teach, you know, to people, if you have less choices on your food, that's number one. I mean, when you really want to create an environment where you're not wasting, your choices, they need to go maybe to a third of what you're putting in your pantry, in your fridge right now.
And then how do we go about bringing this kind of change around, change to our community? What do you think?
Education. One of the big things that we're doing through the Berry Foundation is the Berry Academy. And that brings a lot of information, a lot of classes, a lot of segments that we're putting together throughout San Diego. And I think once people know what to do, how to treat food, and they know that, maybe getting together with the neighbor, with the family, and they can make their cheese, they can make the salads. That's, I think, the way to do it.
Outstanding. So it's just been a great night. I want you to get out there and enjoy the cocktails and enjoy the dinner some more. And it's been a real pleasure having Trish Watlington, Flora Franco, and Jamie Frisch here. They'll get all the information on our website, so not to worry about that. And I really appreciate you being our guest. And the Red Door Restaurant's up in Mission Hills, right?
Yeah.
Washington, near Goldfinch up there. Beautiful place. So, all right, enjoy. Thank you very much for being our guest, and we'll see you outside having some good fun. Okay?
Wonderful.
We'll be right back with It's Your Money and Your Life right after this.